At the end of the 1956 movie Lust for Life, Kirk Douglas, who plays Vincent van Gogh, is standing in a field painting when he's suddenly attacked by crows. He waves them off and then frantically starts painting the birds onto his canvas, slathering more and more black paint onto the sky until...
It's impossible! It's impossible!
A gunshot is heard, a tragic end to a tragic life. A real Hollywood ending to a pretty good Hollywood biopic. But ask the scholars at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam what really went on, and they'll tell you there was a lot more to his creative process than just emotional frenzy. Andreas Blum is head of exhibitions.
He's never been, in our opinion, the lonesome genius painting wildly somewhere in the sun of the Provence. He knew the art of his time, he knew the art history, he was so erudite. He is an intellectual.
Van Gogh, erudite, a student of art history? That's the message the curators want you to come away with after seeing Vincent's Choice. They're calling it his Musée Imaginaire. And to choose the works, they sifted through a new translation of over 900 letters Vincent exchanged with his brother Theo. There were more than 1,000 references to other artists. Here we see his paintings along with his role models, the obvious influences like Delacroix, Millet, and the Japanese printmasters. But then there's someone like Ari Scheffer, a mostly forgotten traditionalist whose painting The Agony in the Garden is positively gooey.
Van Gogh's selection is very individual and very typical for him. He selects more the mood, the message. Consolation is the term. He is looking for consolation for himself and for the viewer. And once you found that, you see it almost everywhere, in a landscape, in a portrait, in an old master, in a contemporary. And then you start relating that, what he sees in the art of others, to his own art.
So we find out that Van Gogh wanted his paintings to console. But what about those wild colors? A chartreuse sky with an exploding sun. That, he learned when he went to Paris. The work of the Impressionists thrilled Van Gogh, and his palette blossomed. But painting couldn't just be a color experiment, like it was for Seurat or Signac. Here in Lust for Life, Van Gogh tells his friend Gauguin that he wants his paintings to make you feel.
Vincent, painting is for painters.
Like your friend Degas, I suppose, who's done nothing but ballet dancers and racehorses for the last 10 years.
You can learn something from him. You can learn control.
I don't want control. I'm not afraid of emotion. When I paint the sun, I want to make people feel it revolving, giving off light and heat. When I paint a peasant in the field, I want to feel the sun pouring into him like it does in the corn.
Is that what you think you're doing when you overload your brush? When you slap paint on like putty? When you make your trees writhe like snakes and your sun explode all over the canvas? With all your talk of emotion, what I see when I look at your work is just that you paint too fast.
You look too fast!
You tell him, Vincent, stand up for what you are.
As a painter, he was extremely modern, but as a thinker, he was not modern at all in many respects. Gauguin also excused him to be like an old romantic, and indeed he is.
Two self-portraits hanging side by side near the end of the exhibition tell it all. On the left, rendered in sober tones of sepia, is the elderly Rembrandt, a study in psychological nakedness. And on the right is Vincent, in all his vulnerability, staring at the viewer with his brilliant ginger beard, a blue coat flecked with orange, and holding that daring palette. For him, color was the key to the soul. For Studio 360, I'm Emily Hoffman.
If you'd like to see some images from the show Vincent's Choice, go to our website at studio360.org.